looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, in the past few days, I've been chatting with a great bloke called Rod Williams. He's the owner of a bus company in the Blue Mountains called Near or Far Bus and Coach. With the pandemic and the lockdown, Rod and his four employees are on their hands and knees. They're reeling. They're desperate. And they need some financial help from the government. And it's not just in the last couple of weeks or months. It's been like this really for 12 months. And they just want to be heard. Well, I'm committed to helping people like Rod, and so far it looks like we're having some success in at least getting those in power, in the corridors of power, listening to Rod's plea for help. Yesterday, I was able to organise for him to meet with New South Wales Labor MP Greg Warren, who's been terrific on this, and he's the Shadow Minister for Western Sydney. And it's good to see that Greg sent an email after he was on air with me yesterday with Rod to the Small Business Minister, Damien Tudehope, and also Stuart Ayres, who's the Minister for Western Sydney. Now, I've been told that Damien Tudehope has also reached out to Rod. So to the Minister, thank you. And I know that hopefully the wheels are in motion for the Minister for Western Sydney, Stuart Ayres, to do the same thing. Rod Williams from Near or Far Bus and Coach joins me again. G'day, Rod.
Jim, how are you?
Well, I'm good, mate. I'm glad that we're making some inroads for you as far as at least getting heard and having... I mean, you met with MP Greg Warren today. How did all that go?
Well, as soon as we were finished yesterday, we had Stephen Camper, Greg Warren on the phone just to say hello, just to check up on us, see how we're all going. Absolutely fantastic blokes, and I can't thank them enough for their care and concern. Mm. And then, as you said, Greg Warren has written an email, and we've had Damien Tudehope today contacting me. We had a good 30-minute discussion, and I've tried to highlight to him how we are different in the society at the moment, that when lockdowns end, we have to wait another 2 months before we can get cracking again. We also understand how many other small businesses are hurting, and Damien rightfully said, yeah, it's a lot of people, we're not sure how we can do this. But in saying that, he's listened. We're looking at what we can use as a package, and we'll present that to him. And there's no guarantees in this, but Jim, from your actions and Greg and Stephen, we are starting to be heard. Like, the wheels have actually moved a little bit, and it just makes you feel so much better when you've got good people around you who really do care.
Well, we do care, and that's why I want to help you. I want to help you, yeah. And your four employees, because, and I know a lot of other small business are feeling the heat as well, and you made that point yesterday on the program, and I'm glad that Damien Tudehope, the Minister for Finance and Small Business, has made contact with you. So I give the Minister a big tick for that, and I thank Greg Warren, and hopefully you'll hear from the Minister for Western Sydney also in coming days, Stuart Ayres. What are the next steps, Rod? How did you leave the conversation with, for example, with Minister Tudehope?
Right, so over the weekend, there's a group of us, and I've invited a lot of people in the bus and charter industry to come up with some ideas for the Minister for Finance. So he has an idea of what we're going through and what he can do to assist. As he stated, nothing's guaranteed, but he'd be quite prepared, was my understanding of the conversation, to approach a treasurer with our requests. I did state to Damien very clearly, if we don't get some assistance sooner than later, he will lose a lot of family-owned bus and charter companies and other people in the tourist industry. So it's really important we get this right.
Yep.
It's really important that we as operators understand that there are other people in society hurting as well. But I just need to get through to the government again that when lockdowns are over, we can't go back to work. It doesn't work that way. We have vehicles sitting in the yard and we just can't move. Mm. So we don't want your listeners or anyone else to think we're being greedy and selfish, because we understand everyone's hurting. Mm. We just can't go back to work as a motel operator, and they're doing it tough, or takeaways. I don't know. I don't know their situations. But when lockdowns end, we're in lockdown for another 8 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the tough thing as far as trying to keep your business afloat and trying to rebound after what you've been through. We're going to stay in touch, obviously, and we're on the case, and we'll obviously you have that meeting over the weekend, and we'll check in again on Monday with you.
Yeah, I think if your kindness and generosity with your airtime, if we can keep pushing this, I believe the ministers will try and help us somehow, but we've just got to keep the pressure up. And again, thank you to you and your team for caring about us.
Our pleasure. Have a good weekend, Rod.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
That's Rod Williams from Near or Far Bus and Coach. And we will stay on that case, and we're in contact with the government and also the ministers. And hopefully, I'm very happy that the government's actually finally listening to Rod and his cry for help.